Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri. Here are our top stories this evening. Some Zimbabweans criticize ZANU-PF Politburo for allegedly failing to come out with workable plans to address the country's problems.
The president did well to dwell on the things that he had set the agenda for. Whilst a lot of people, a lot of in the media had expected chastisement or even to chase away some people from the party, so to speak.
And some Zimbabweans are expected to hold peaceful Valentine's Day protests this weekend. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. President Robert Mugabe yesterday called for unity in his party, but his critics are worried that the ZANU-PF Politburo has not come out with tangible plans for tackling key issues affecting Zimbabweans. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The ruling ZANU-PF Party supreme decision-making body between congresses, the Politburo, met at the party's headquarters yesterday, only a few minutes after President Mugabe told his supporters that there was no need for internal squabbles in the party. He urged party members to unite. Factionalism has reached the fever pitch in ZANU-PF over Mr. Mugabe's succession, with a group said to be led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa calling itself Team Lacoste, and another known as Generation 40 or G40, alleged to be loyal to First Lady Grace Mugabe, seeking to outwit each other at any available opportunity. Urungwe East legislator Sarama Walker, who is also the ruling party's national secretary for finance in the Women's League, touched a storm when she called on Mnangagwa to restrain his backers from using violence as he seeks to take over from Mr. Mugabe in the event that he leaves office. But Mawoka's remarks that were made in the full glare of Mr. Mugabe and his two deputies, Mnangagwa and Pelekezela Mpoko, were criticized by some in the fractious ZANU-PF, a pro-ZANU-PF group calling itself Save ZANU-PF Campaign, which also claims to be seeking the restoration of the ruling party's founding principles, said Mawoka's utterances were pre-planned and meant to embarrass Mnangagwa. The group's national coordinator, Godfrey Tsenengam, issued a statement calling on the party's disciplinary committee, chaired by Mpoko, to suspend Mawoka after going through the party's internal disciplinary processes. Another ZANU-PF supporter, Champion Gonese, said Mr. Mugabe was right to call for his party members to stop attacking each other on social media, saying this does not portray the party in good light ahead of the 2018 general elections. Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo and presidential spokesperson George Jaramba have been fighting over the succession question.
The president did well to dwell on the things that he had set the agenda for. Whilst a lot of people, a lot of in the media had expected chastisement or even to chase away some people from the party, so to speak. But I think in essence, there's a certain freedom that he's letting the people undress each other in the social media. I don't think it's a proper way of doing things.
A group of war veterans had earlier threatened to bar Moyo from yesterday's Politburo meeting, but the former freedom fighters were a no-show at the ZANU-PF headquarters. Independent political researcher Chenesani Ntungagwa said factionalism is part of ZANU-PF's political processes.
If they're using media space, in my opinion, that's another form of mileage. It shows that they acknowledge the existence of the media as a platform for expression. It's unfortunate that they might be attacking each other, but from a personal point of view, this is not new. It didn't start now. These things have been happening. Faction issues in ZANU-PF have been happening for years, since the time of Zobov, Mawofa, way back.
Mr. Mugabe yesterday said the factional fights were giving former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and his party some relevance. MDCT spokesman Obed Gutu noted that his party is concerned that the ruling party is not putting its eyes on the ball, instead of concentrating on the country's comatose economy and drought affecting thousands of people in the countryside. Gutu said it is worrisome that the Politburo chose to dwell on petty factional fights in the ruling party.
All what we want to be addressed is the deteriorating situation in the country, particularly regarding to the impending drought that is going to affect no less than 3 million people throughout the country. We also want the ZANU-PF regime to focus on matters to do with the resuscitation of the economy.
This view was shared by independent political analyst David Masunda.
It's important that the party must have some sort of discipline. It should not be seen to be tearing itself apart in the public. It's like washing dirty linen in the public. The other issue, though, of course, is that there's freedom of expression, and journalists, as we are, would love to have these people talk about issues that are bedeviling the party in social media, because social media is the norm these days.
Harare resident Kelvin Hamandishe said the failure by ZANU-PF to deal with problems affecting the nation and the infighting within the ruling party should be a wake-up call to the opposition.
I have never thought that ZANU will ever be ready for an election. I've always felt ZANU is an 11th hour party. It starts to operate last minute.
Masunda added that Mr. Mugabe, who turns 92 on February 21st, has lost control of his party.
Given maybe the advanced age that he is at now, and also the kind of divisions that are tearing ZANU-PF apart, I think they are now beyond his control. The main problem within the party now is that the divisions are over, even his own succession. So how can he control that?
The ZANU-PF Congress endorsed Mr. Mugabe as the party's presidential candidate for the 2018 elections. At the same time, the expulsion of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru from both government and the ruling party has not stopped the succession debate within and outside ZANU-PF. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
The Zimbabwe Activists Alliance says it will go ahead with its proposed Valentine's Day march Saturday, despite attending a joint Operation Command meeting today that did not resolve anything and left the members disillusioned. Zimbabwe Activists Alliance coordinator Tendai Lynette Mudewe says they informed the Police Internal Security Intelligence Department, or PC, of their intended march on Tuesday, but were surprised to get an invitation instead to attend the JOC meeting. JOC comprises top members of the police, army, Central Intelligence Organization, and the Zimbabwe Prison Services. The march will run under the theme, I Love My Zimbabwe. Mdewe tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye they've decided to use this day of love to signal their patriotism and love for the country.
As invited guests, we attended the meeting at Harare Central Police Station. In the meeting, the dispo for Harare District Dispo, Saonyama, was chairing the meeting. And I went to the meeting in the company of Lennon, we from Yard, Misty Dumba, we from Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, and Reverend Daira, we also from Zimbabwe Activist Alliance.
So what was the outcome of the meeting?
The meeting had no outcome, and the meeting was never supposed to come with an outcome, because the laws of Zimbabwe say we must just notify the police. So we notified the police. That is the reason why they invited us for a meeting. That was done. It can never be erased. We notified the police. The meeting itself, there was a lot of harassment that was going on in the meeting, with the dispo, Mr. Saonyama, asking a lot of questions that were irrelevant to the purpose of the meeting, which you also don't really know the purpose, because there was no agenda for the meeting. We just attended. So there was no outcome vis-a-vis, are we being allowed to march or are we not being allowed to march? Constitutional section number 59 of our Zimbabwe Constitution allows any Zimbabwean to demonstrate for any grievances or any praises or any issues that they have, as long as their demonstration is going to be peaceful.
So what is the way forward for you? Are you going ahead with the march?
Yeah, this meeting, all it did was to waste our time. We are following the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 59. We have notified the police. They can never say we did not notify them. We had a meeting with them. We are going ahead with the march.
That was Tendai Lynette Mudewe, coordinator of the Zimbabwe Activists Alliance, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye from Harare. Police were not available for a comment.